Hello, Flossy baby. This is Carl from Quan Nai. November the 21st on Thursday. 29 more days, more or less, before I see you. And 29 more days, too long. I should have been with you today instead of here in old Quan Nai. This was a pretty sad day for me. Since I decided to blow my cool and corner the boss and tell him that I was handing in my resignation, a lot of things can happen. And a lot of things do to me when I get fed up. It seems like today has been a bad day. I've been fighting myself all the way. I guess I shouldn't relate all of this to you, but as we know, we must get these things off our mind, I guess. Anyway, I've got a couple of nice letters from you. One that you wrote the 15th, in which you say, "I'm real happy tonight. This was my day off, and I had a good day. Everything went my way except the cold weather, and I sure don't like it. But there isn't much I can do about it." You say, first you received a nice letter from you, and that always makes me feel good. It makes me feel good when I hear from you too, honey. And we know that these letters and tapes are very important to us. And although it seems like I don't have a lot to say, I think that I do get a lot of things off my chest, and it's very important that you write to me too. And tell me how things are going. You say that your living room has been covered, and you hope I'll like it. You know I will. Because I like anything you like. Then, after I read your letter, I was cooled off a little bit. And then I got your little package where you sent all the drink, Fruitade. That ought to keep everybody full of juice for a while. One of those packs make 2 gallons, and 2 gallons go a long way. I don't have anything to put it in, half a gallon. Have to use a little bit at a time. But I've got some of those buckets you sent, plastic buckets that I use that in. And if you don't use a lot of water, it really gets strong. But thanks a lot for the Kool-Aid, and maybe I can teach the kids how to make iced drink of Kool-Aid like they do back home with sticks in them. Well, it seems as though this morning I got up and went about my way, and I took my happy pill and I went on, and things weren't going right. I'd been in Da Nang yesterday trying to get a lot of stuff done, and that hasn't been right. And they're trying to transfer over some people to NSA, and we did a lot of paperwork for them, and we have 100 and so many people or more. And I went up there and I got what I wanted done, but it was a trying day anyway. So I came back today and I had about a dozen things to do and all of them critical, I guess. But I'm not, this organization as it's set up now has never satisfied me. And so with my happy pill, though, I kind of go along struggling, trying to get it done. But I came home for lunch and fell asleep about 10 minutes, got up, went back to work, and forgot my happy pill. I think I told you, they asked you the other day what you thought I might do without those happy pills. Well, here's what happened without a happy pill. First thing, I asked one of the sergeants for a stencil. I had to have something done, and he was kind of insolent in answering, and I just blew up. I charged into the major, and I wanted to know why the goddamn hell. Every time I asked one of them guys to do something, I got a lot of crap out of them. And it went on for quite a long time. Then I was roaming around and I come in and there was the boss standing with a paper wanting to know why this had been delayed and this had been, there was a date on something. And so I looked at it, and the secretary had got in some mail or something I'd sent off, and she sent it to somebody else, and it had just come back, and I hadn't seen it, and I started screaming again. So I was giving the secretary a bad time, and old Ed Dillery stepped in to protect her, and I lit into him. And I just told him all the goddamn job wasn't worth the effort I was spending on it, and I was turning in my resignation. And I charged into the boss, and I said, seems as though I'm having a little trouble beyond my scope, and I said, I don't think I'm doing you any good, and I want to resign, and I want to talk to you a few minutes and get some of your fatherly advice. So I sat down and unloaded for a little while. Just smoldering inside, just literally smoking. And I couldn't figure out why I was so crazy mad. And I just stayed that way. I didn't care for anything. After I got through talking to him, I went out on my way, and he said he'd like to have me hang around a while. And we talked about the organization that I wasn't satisfied with ever since I came back from my last home leave, when they switched around on me, or when I was switched. It was time before last. Anyway, it's been very, very unhappy and very sad, and I was deliberately placed in a position that was untenable for me. I can't stand to take these goddamn army types anymore. And when I'm doing all the work that I think I'm doing, and then have to go through what I am going through without any kind of help. No one has even considered asking me how the thing should be set up or operated. And I'm just so stupid that I won't go about this thing with a lot of finesse and outsmart them. I want to wrap them, do something physical instead of using a lot of intelligence. Well, anyway, the outcome was that there wasn't any resignation, but there is a something definitely in the wind to try and get me in another position or maybe a transfer to another activity. We'll see eventually. I'm still steaming, although I came home and cooled off considerable, had some dinner and listened to people talk a little while, came up and read over some of your letters again, and Althea sent me a Christmas card already. I don't know what she's thinking, but she said, "Are you still in Vietnam? Or have you come back to Vietnam or something?" And that kind of irritated me, as if she didn't know I was in Vietnam. I can't really understand why people are so damn stupid about things. I wish they would leave me alone entirely. If they don't, are not interested enough to write me a letter, why don't they just forget about me? I'm sure that I'd be a lot happier, and I'm sure that they'd feel better about it too. Well, I'm also sure that I'm going to be real pleased when I see your house. And when I see that nice wallpaper and all of that fancy decoration or recoloring. And it's real nice to be able to have the place decorated, and I'm glad to hear that on your day off that you get to go over and get your hair fixed, and I do hope that when you're traveling around, though, you get some good tires on that car, like I talked to you once about before, getting some of those metal slugs in the snow tires. And I bought a pair of work shoes at the Denver Dry about 2 months ago, and the sole was coming off. Well, why don't you wear those old work shoes I bought you? The sole won't come off of them, I don't think. Did you ever give them away yet? And then we went to Furs and had dinner, and Ruth wanted to go to Penny's, and so I found some curtains for the kitchen in a bottom. Are they nice? What color are they? Carol, and she's looking real good. She's lost about 20 pounds. Where's she living? In North Glen? Or is she still living up there in Denver? Let's see, Broomfield, I guess. I was a little surprised that you'd put in on some weight, but I don't mind because I thought you were a little too thin. Huh? Sound just like your mother. You'd be too weak to do any work. Oh, buddy, I could lose a lot now. I looked at myself this morning after I come back from Da Nang, and I got that old round face again. If I don't lose some in the next 20 days, I'm going to be real disappointed. Maybe I will. I hope so. I'm sure that you'd like me thin a lot better than you like me a little heavy. And you said you put on 10 pounds while I was home and you haven't lost it yet. You're pretty skinny, kid. You're the one that I don't like. You're too skinny. I like a little meat on them bones and a little padding on them hips. Right toe. Glad to see you walking to work and glad to see you getting a ride home in the middle of the night. Kind of late. Ruth and Lou have been looking out after you pretty good. And finally got a call from Uncle Bob. He hasn't talked to you for a long time, and so you're going over there for dinner. Well, give him my regards. I think I'll probably be... I might go up to the military for dinner. They have a big turkey feast, so I should go up there and enjoy it, I guess. Maybe we'll all go up there, since it's our holiday is a work day, just like yours will probably be, feeding somebody. We work most holidays here.